I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The government of Afghanistan seems to like it. The government of Pakistan, probably not so much. I'm talking about President Trump's new strategy for the war in Afghanistan, which he unveiled last night.
Our nation must seek an honorable and enduring outcome worthy of the tremendous sacrifices that have been made.
The president emphasized that under his new plan, conditions on the ground would dictate U.S. policy, not artificial timetables. But perhaps the most significant change announced by Trump last night had to do with Afghanistan's neighbor, Pakistan.
We can no longer be silent about Pakistan's safe havens for terrorist organizations, the Taliban, and other groups that pose a threat to the region and beyond. Pakistan has much to gain from partnering with our effort in Afghanistan. It has much to lose by continuing to harbor criminals and terrorists.
My colleague at the BBC, Sikandar Kermani, is their Pakistan correspondent. That was a pretty clear shot at the Pakistan government from Mr. Trump there last night. How's it going down in Pakistan? What have you heard as the official response?
Well, there has been a statement released by the Pakistani Foreign Office, which was rather vague and just talked about Pakistan's desire to see peace in Afghanistan. There was a press conference given yesterday by the Pakistani military spokesperson. Some might see it as a kind of a prophylactic attempt at trying to undermine the criticism that the Pakistani authorities may have suspected they were going to come in for from President Trump. In that press conference, a spokesperson said very clearly that Pakistan does not differentiate between different terrorist groups. It does not support militant groups. It does not harbour any safe havens for different militant groups. There's been quite a bit of anger as well in Pakistan today in some quarters, because a large number of Pakistani security forces and a large number of Pakistani civilians have died fighting against extremist groups of various kinds in Pakistan over the last 15, 16, 17 years, really. However, the allegation that's made against Pakistan is that the Pakistani state goes after and fights against some terrorists which are opposed to the Pakistani state, but that they back other militant groups like the Taliban in Afghanistan because they use them as a proxy for their interests in the region.
Now, Trump implicitly threatened Pakistan with a cut in the billions of dollars of aid it gets from the U.S. Can you tell us how important that money is to the Pakistani economy?
Well, of course, aid is important to the Pakistani state, but actually Pakistan has been cultivating much closer relationships with China, for example, in recent years, partly because the economic assistance that comes from China isn't contingent on the kind of foreign policy issues that American aid is contingent upon. And actually, America has already withheld hundreds of millions of dollars worth of aid from Pakistan, both this year and last year, because Pakistan was not seen to be doing enough to crack down on a militant group called the Haqqani Network, which was closely allied to the Taliban. And it seems that that decision to withhold the aid wasn't enough to provoke a change in Pakistan or its attitude towards Afghanistan.
Also, in Trump's comments last night, he implicitly threatened a major shift in geostrategic policy by hinting at this new alliance with India, Pakistan's mortal enemy. You could almost see that is an existential threat to Pakistan. Is that causing alarm too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the reasons why Pakistan has been edging closer to China, or not even edging, but kind of growing a great deal closer to China, is because even under the Obama administration, there was a view in Pakistan that America was moving closer towards India. I think that view seems to have accelerated now that President Trump is in power. And certainly his statements about India, looking for India to play a greater role in Afghanistan, will exacerbate those concerns in Pakistan. In fact, much of Pakistan's policy to do with Afghanistan revolves around its fears of India. They fear that the current Afghan government is too close to India, and so that they want a force like potentially the Afghan Taliban, who would be more friendly to Pakistani interests, to be there in power. That's the rationale that's given as to why Pakistan would support the Taliban insurgency.
The BBC's Sikandar Kermani, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.